Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery. On Tuesdays, we normally talk about recovery issues up until the election. However, we're going to spend this time on political issues. And I have just returned from Newton, Massachusetts, where I spent time at a class reunion, and there were people, numerous people, that came up and said, "Do you remember me? Don't I look like what I used to?" And some of them were, I said, "Well, take off 100 pounds and let me take a better look." It was, but at any rate, it was a wonderful time. All right, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about the debate tonight, about the electoral swing that's happening, about Hillary taking a fall for Obama and what in the world it costs to do it. Same time, we've got a caller on hold. I'm going to bring that caller on. Good afternoon. This is Jack Watts, and you are on the air. Who am I talking to? Well, the caller hung up, so I guess that means that they were a little bit embarrassed, or perhaps it was someone from my reunion who didn't like, took umbrage to me talking about them having gained some weight. All right. 1 week ago, or maybe a little longer than that, on the Real Clear Politics electoral map, they had Obama at 265, and all you need is 270. Now, on their map, he's down to 201. Romney's at 191, according to them. And I'll tell you the truth, they've got North Carolina as a toss-up state. I don't believe that's true. I believe North Carolina is going to go for Romney no matter what. And if that's true, then that puts Romney ahead in the Electoral College, even with some of the other battleground things. And what I mean to tell you folks is Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida are all toss-up states here. And when you put those 29 from Florida with 13 from Virginia, that's 42, then North Carolina with 15, that's 57. That puts Romney at 148, if that's true. Excuse me, 248. Close to winning. You throw in either Ohio or Pennsylvania, and you're right there. All it would take would be one other state to do that. This evening is going to be a really, really big time for this election. And I think that the thing that is, I'll tell you, if I were coaching Mitt Romney, I would tell him to come out not only with a lapel pin that has the American flag, which, you know, happens all the time, but I would suggest that he put on a pink ribbon clip on the right side for Breast Cancer Awareness for Women Month. His favorability with women is going up some, but it would skyrocket, and it wouldn't even take one word. I don't believe Obama's going to do this. I think it would be a real coup for Romney to do so. Not say anything about it, just this is, I'm aware of it, and even the liberal press that doesn't want Romney to win would have to make mention of it, particularly because Ann Romney is a breast cancer survivor. That, in my estimation, would do wonders, and it wouldn't take 1 minute of time. It wouldn't take away from any other answer. It would just be being himself, because if you're married to somebody and they have breast cancer, you're aware of it. You know what it is. You know the difficulties. You have been through the mill as a man with the woman that you love. And it would be something of that's smart and of value. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. All right. I want to talk a little bit before we get into the electoral things about the Middle East. Our consulate is raided on 9/11. Our ambassador taken out, the one person that he had that was guarding him, ran, left through the window to save his own hide. Our ambassador, who is the representative of the President of the United States, was beaten, raped, left for dead, and then died. And it was blamed on this little video clip from some guy in California for 2 weeks. The Susan Rice, who's the ambassador to the United Nations, was told to go on these TV shows. She got out there like a good soldier and lied. When the truth has come known in the debate last week, Joe Biden said, neither the president nor I knew about it. Now, in the White House, they're saying, well, yes, the White House knew, but the president and the vice president didn't know. And now Hillary Clinton is saying, this is entirely my responsibility. So she is voluntarily throwing herself under the bus to protect Barack Obama. Does that sound like something to you that Hillary Clinton would do? Does it sound like she would be that incompetent? I don't care whether you like Hillary Clinton or not. The woman is flat out competent. She does her job. She goes to work. She doesn't miss meetings. Why would she do this? There'd have to be something in it for her. Here's what I think. This is my opinion. Only my opinion. I think she's talked to Bill, and they said, Obama's going to lose, and he'll lose for sure if he takes the fall for this. Hillary said, I'll take responsibility for it, but you will support my presidential bid in 2016, and Obama said he would. That's what I think has happened in this. Now, let's talk about Obama's role. When he was told about what was happening, he went to sleep. Then the next day, while the events were unfolding, instead of talking to the nation from the Oval Office or the East Wing, he goes on a TV show. He goes to Vegas. What kind of leadership is that? It's like it isn't important. But then they started thinking, you know what? If people get the idea that Al-Qaeda is, or Al-Qaeda-affiliated organizations are strong enough to mount an attack and destroy an embassy and murder our ambassador, then they're going to start questioning my Middle Eastern policy that I've turned everything around and we are doing extremely well, and the Al-Qaeda is close to finished with their little slogan, General Motors is alive and Osama bin Laden is dead. Obama's the man. Well, General Motors, when the American people bought it, the stock was at 100. Now it's about 20. So it's lost 80% of its value. Yeah, it's alive. It would have been better to have gone through a structured bankruptcy. Get rid of all those union contracts that make it to where GM can't compete well. And then make the whole operation better and run better. But they didn't do it. And there's problems. In the Middle East, yes, Osama bin Laden's dead. They've cleared out a bunch of the leadership using drone attacks, which is good. But the idea that we have crippled the ability of Al-Qaeda and other organizations like it to inflict punishment upon us is a joke. And right there at 9/11 and the week after, the Middle East and beyond was ablaze with people who hate us, want to destroy the United States of America, and they are strong, and they are stronger than when Obama took office. So his Middle Eastern policy is a failure. Plus, by not meeting with Netanyahu when he should have, those that hate Israel realize that we are not as strongly supportive of Israel as we have been in the past. Obama tells everybody that he's the best president Israel has ever had, and it's absolute nonsense. He wants Israel to retreat to its pre-1967 war borders, which will make the country indefensible. So the whole thing is a sham. Now, when Hillary Clinton took the fall, they hope that this is the end of it. But is it the end of it? What do you think? Even if Obama and Joe Biden didn't know that it was a terrorist attack, as they said, which I doubt, what does that say about them? What does it say about the State Department that they don't inform the White House, or the White House knows and they don't inform the Commander-in-Chief? It sounds to me like it's a Chinese fire drill. Nobody knows what anybody's doing, and it's a complete mess. And incompetent rain. Personally, I like the idea that they did know. I prefer this idea that they did know. They made a Machiavellian attempt to camouflage everything and hide it from the American people, and they just were unsuccessful doing it. At least it shows that they were in charge, which obviously they weren't. What is going to happen to us as a nation if we re-elect this guy? Do you see any chance that we're going to end up being in a better position? They keep talking about what Romney should do to explain his plan further. Well, what about Obama telling what his plan is? He didn't have one. We have no budget. Our debt increases. They say that the unemployment has come down 0.4%, which is amazing considering the growth is 1.3, which is like no growth at all. If you're not growing, how are there more jobs? How does that work? It doesn't. It's just a joke. And we are in a situation where we cannot continue like this. Okay. The momentum has changed dramatically. And the reason, apparently, is the debate a couple of weeks ago. All of the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that they have spent on making Romney out like he is just this out-of-touch rich billionaire, like he's the guy that, you know, the rich guy on Gilligan's Island. But they aren't true. It isn't even close to true. And 65 million people saw it. And they also saw that the president doesn't really know what's going on. Now, here's something else. The polls, which showed Obama to be in such a strong lead, and why even bother to vote, now are trending dramatically for Romney. Part of that is because of the debate. Part of that is because people are paying more attention, and they're saying, do we want four more years of this? And they're saying no. Another part of it is that those who are against Obama are strongly against him, and those that are for him, except for the radical left wing, are very moderate in their support. They're not militant like they were in 2008. Now, with all of that, we're getting closer to the election. And these pollsters, who have a very lucrative business doing this, want to be accurate so that they don't look foolish. So some of their predictions for Obama are being measured now by, like, okay, we want to be close to right. So, for example, Gallup tracking poll, which has had Obama in the lead almost up until right away, now has Romney at 50 and Obama at 46. That's a 4-point Romney plus. And from what it was before, it's about an 8-point swing. If they're right, then Romney's going to be getting things into the 300s in the Electoral College, and it's going to be a blowout. The Rasmussen tracking has Romney at plus 2. They have Obama at 47 and Romney at 49. And those are likely voters. And Rasmussen has been closer than anybody. There are some polls that still have Obama in the lead. The ABC Washington Post has Obama 49 and Romney 46, so it has him plus 3. The political George Washington Battleground poll has Obama at 49 and Romney at 48. That's plus 1. When you take the average, and Fox has Romney up 1, as does the Monmouth Survey USA. And so they're a little bit all over the place. I mean, I kind of think that the Gallup might be a little bit too heavy, but by and large, I mean, this is a dramatic change. And if Romney just holds his own, it's a victory. And I, you know, quite honestly believe that he will. And I'd be very surprised if he didn't. Don't you agree? All right. Now, in taking a look at the battleground stage and the electoral map, which is really the key to everything. The money that's going to be spent from now until the election is going to be in Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Those are the places that the campaigns believe are still up in the air. Honestly, I really do believe that Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida are all going to go for Romney, which is will mean that it'll be a complete sweep of the solid South. Obama's got the far West, or as you probably recognize it, the left coast, and the New England and Illinois. Probably Minnesota. But Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania are still up for grabs. Indiana, which went for Obama last time, the Obama people are not even campaigning there. The reason? They don't stand a chance of winning it. They aren't campaigning in West Virginia either. The reason? Coal. Obama is so anti-coal that there's no chance that, I mean, he wants to, the whole industry is nearly kaput and will be if he's in there another 4 years. So there isn't a coal miner or anybody that has anything to do with the coal industry that's going to vote for Obama. Now, that influences West Virginia. So Obama isn't spending anything to try and win West Virginia, which he won last time. But more than that, coal is huge in Pennsylvania, the southern part, and also in Ohio. So you have these groups. Both Ohio and Pennsylvania went for Obama in 2008. Now, they're toss-up state. And it's going to be nip and tuck in both of those states. You would normally think that Pennsylvania, you would put them with the Northeast, but they're more like a Midwest state in this particular election. Now we come to the U.S. Senate. I think it's going to be hard for the Republicans to win the Senate. They really need to. If Harry Reid is allowed to be obstructionist, he will. He will keep Romney from doing just about anything that he can. Now, Romney's a pretty good negotiator, and he'll be able to go around Harry Reid, who's not going to be able to keep everybody in check. There are some pretty decent Democratic senators. The one that's newly elected from West Virginia is an example. He's not going to vote against Cole under any circumstances, and I think that he'll end up going with the president on quite a few things. If Landrieu from Louisiana is not bad about some of those things, and there's several in the Midwestern states that know that we need to have oil, that know that we need to be energy independent. So it's not going to be impossible. But my guess is that the Senate will stay with the Democrats, and that Mitt Romney is going to have to be like Reagan and spend his time making things work, which Obama hasn't done. They talk about how bad the Republicans are and they won't go along with what he wants, but he doesn't negotiate anything. It's his way or the highway. Now, tonight is huge. If Romney wins this, with the momentum that he's got, I don't believe that Obama will. I think it'll just get out of reach for him in the next week. If Obama does really well, it's going to tighten right back up and could even go the other direction. This is a time for patriotic Americans, for Catholics, for evangelical Christians, for Jewish people, people of faith, to recognize that who we have in the White House is not someone who is our friend. He is very friendly to Islam, but he is not the friend of Christianity or Judaism. I say that based on what's happening with Obamacare and what's happening with Israel. It's going to be a tough election, and I would encourage you to vote, vote, vote. Find your friends, particularly ones who are in the swing state. By the way, I have the doors open because it's such a beautiful day, and we hear that the ambulance go flying by, taking somebody to the hospital. Sorry about that. But if you know people in swing states, those are important voters. Talk to them. Our nation is worth it. We have no chance if Obama is reelected. He's that bad, and without having anybody to cancel what he'll do, he'll be doing executive orders and just abrogating the Constitution that we have cherished as Americans from the day that we became the United States. This is your nation as well as mine. You've got to stand up and be counted. And it's all the time that we have for today. Watch the debate. Say a prayer. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.